With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. One person is dead, multiple others are injured after a gunman opened fire at Lincoln University in Pennsylvania during the college's homecoming weekend, according to officials. The university police chief confirming at a news conference that one person was killed in the shooting and six others were wounded and taken to a hospital. One suspect was taken into custody. Lincoln University is located about 45 miles southwest of Philadelphia, about 25 miles west of Wilmington, Delaware. A weekend party in North Carolina has turned deadly.
The sheriff in Robeson County, North Carolina, says 13 people were shot at a large weekend party near Maxton in the southeastern part of the state. Two of the 13 were killed. Authorities say more than 150 people fled the scene of the party when officers arrived, and they're asking anyone with information about what happened to contact sheriff's investigators. Authorities say no one has been arrested, but there is no current threat to the community, and the shooting appears to be an isolated incident. I'm Donna Water.
At a time when China is imposing tougher rules on exporting its own critical minerals abroad, economist Stephen Moore finds it shocking that the U.S. is so dependent on China.
The United States has more of these minerals, the critical minerals, the precious minerals, the rare earths, than any other country in the world. We got them in Colorado. We got them in Utah. We got them in the Dakotas. We got them in California. We got them in West Virginia. Why aren't we? We haven't been mining in this country since Bill Clinton put moratoriums on mining, and we have put ourselves in this position.
Hurricane Melissa has strengthened into a major Category 3 hurricane, unleashing torrential rain and threatening to cause catastrophic flooding in the northern Caribbean, including Haiti and Jamaica. Forecasters have issued a hurricane warning for Jamaica and say Melissa could further strengthen into a Category 4 storm. This is SRN News. A new study charts the political attitudes of churchgoers.
The sweeping review has been released by the Family Research Council, and it reveals that amongst Americans who attend worship services regularly, 34% can be classified as politically conservative versus 20% who are liberal. Another 30% of churchgoers are classified as moderates, and 10% swing back and forth depending on the specific political issue at hand. 3% of those who go to church regularly say they're just trying to ignore it all. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is blasting China for a rash of detentions. The Communist Party has been rounding up pastors across the country in recent weeks, along with some of their parishioners. The clergymen lead house churches, which are groups of believers who meet for worship in private homes. The USCIRF says with these arrests, the CCP once again has demonstrated its utter contempt for religious freedom. Unquote. This is SRN News. A New Jersey officer has been charged with misconduct after making personal stops instead of rushing to the scene of a reported shooting.
Prosecutors say Franklin Township Police Sergeant Kevin Bellaro did not quickly respond to and properly investigate reports of a shooting turned out to be a double homicide. Bellaro had been the on-duty officer on the evening of August 1st when police received 911 calls reporting gunshots and screaming in Pittstown. They say rather than responding quickly, the officer first drove to an ATM. They also say during the time he claimed to be investigating the shooting, he was already on his way to a pizzeria. Bob Agnew reporting.
Polling places opened yesterday for in-person voting in two of the year's most closely watched elections, the New York City mayor's race and the contest to pick New Jersey's next governor. New Yorkers are choosing between Democrat Zoran Mamdani, Republican Chris Swia, and former Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo. Election day is November 4th. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.